And the year they closed the dump on Hersey Street, all the rats came to West Hingham. Everybody had rats in the cellars because all the cellars had dirt floors. And my mother wouldn't go down and shake the furnace to put the coal in because she was petrified of them. So I'd go down, and I remember I must have been 8 or 10, making all kinds of noise on the cellar stairs so they'd scatter. And then you'd have to go down the cellar stairs and walk way up here, shovel the coal, get a shovel full, and you're looking like this, and run and shovel it in till my father got home, you know. But my sister wouldn't do it. She had asthma. She had all kinds of excuses.
How often did you have to put coal in the furnace?
It must have been, my father must have filled it at night. In the morning, he'd fill it before he went to work, and I'd be there probably during the day, and I'd have to do it. And you had to shake this thing on the side to have the ashes go down the bottom. And then you'd have a barrel down cellar to shovel them and put them in the barrel. And we had an old black stove in the kitchen, and it had a kerosene, glass kerosene jars. And, well, of course, I didn't do it. They'd pick up the jar and put it on the back, and it would go into this tank, I guess. And this is what ran this part of the stove. And this part was gas, and this was kerosene. The grandfather, Quinn, was the only place you could get kerosene, because I remember there was a bad storm, and there was nothing in the barrel, and my father said, "We didn't have a car. You want to walk downtown with me?" I said, "Oh, yeah." Of course, and he had the two things. And I thought, of course, I'm a big kid, right? I was probably 7. I could carry one. Well, I probably carried a little bit, and then he took it, then I took it. But coming back, they were full. And they were big like this. And in each hand, he carried them all the way from down the cove. And then, and that's how we got the kerosene that winter.